I worked busily and eagerly to guard myself against any terror that might come upon me. She it was who suggested that we should provide ourselves with lamps and oil, and I shipped a lantern to hoist at our masthead when the darkness came, and the bull's-eye lamp to enable me to work out observations of the stars which I intended to make when the night fell. To all these things, which sound numerous, but in reality occupied but little space, I added a can of oil, meshes for the lamps, top coats, oilskins, and rugs to protect us at night, so that the afternoon was well advanced before we had ended our preparations. Meanwhile, the boatswain had stepped a topgallant stunsail boom to serve us for a mast, well stayed, with a block and halyards at the masthead to serve for hoisting a flag or lantern, and a spare topgallant stunsail to act as a sail. By this time, the wind had completely died away. A peaceful, deep blue sky stretched from horizon to horizon, and the agitation of the sea had subsided into a long and silent swell, which washed up against the ship's sides, scarcely causing her to roll, so deep had she sunk in the water. I now thought it high time to lower the boat and bring her alongside, as our calculation of the length of time to be